What's going on, everybody? It's your pal Cinema Burrito with another episode. Wow, freaking 3 episodes in 2 days. I'm on a roll. Holy crap, I'm gonna keep these going. Today's episode is gonna have to do with one of my favorite directors, Christopher Nolan, and why he's a pretentious bastard. Let me explain. Christopher Nolan is responsible for some of my favorite movies of all time. I've been following him since Memento. I remember seeing Memento back in 2000, I guess. Saw Insomnia in theaters, saw Batman Begins, The Prestige, Dark Knight, Inception, The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, I mean, Dunkirk, Tenet, and of course, Oppenheimer. Wow, I've realized that I've seen almost all his movies in theaters. I think I missed Interstellar, surprisingly. Christopher Nolan, I have admired so much, but he is very snobbish about cinema sometimes, especially when it comes to film, shooting on film. It has to be on celluloid, no other way. It has to, you know, IMAX, all that stuff. I guess there's no, I guess you can't shoot it. Can you not shoot IMAX on digital now? It has to be on 70 millimeter, whatever. It wasn't until I thought 70 millimeter on IMAX was just whatever until I saw Dune 2. And then I quickly changed my mind, and I was like, holy crap, yes, 70 millimeter IMAX is the way to go. Only reason I think Christopher Nolan could be pretentious is the fact that Tenet came out during the height of the pandemic, and I think it premiered. That's back when HBO Max was premiering movies the same day that it was premiering in cinemas, and Christopher Nolan had a big meltdown. He wanted people to go to the movies during the height of the pandemic and watch his movie. I'm like, I lost a lot of respect for him when he did that, and he said that, and he hasn't really backtracked on that. You know, got to experience his movies no matter what pandemic is happening. Experience his movie, you know, next to people who are coughing the way it's meant to be. I thought he was, if I'm being, you know, excuse my French, an asshole for doing all that. And so much that he left Warner Brothers. He had a long-standing relationship with Warner Brothers for many years. He left Warner Brothers, went, basically was a free agent, and Universal snatched him up. What was the requirements for some of this stuff? Budget has to be at least $100 million. He gets a percentage of the gross, all that stuff. I mean, hell, Oppenheimer, he made, almost $100 million or some crazy shit with the percentage and gross and fees and stuff like that. It's crazy. But he had a massive meltdown. Universal snatched him up, gave him what he wanted for Oppenheimer, all that stuff. And then they just came out with that list saying how much money he made. And that's crazy. But at the end of the day, he's pretentious. I guess maybe because he's British and a lot of British people are pretentious. I guess that's just how it is. And I don't know. I guess, you know, Chris, you could be the best filmmaker ever. You could win all the Academy Awards and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you're still a snob. And don't even get me started with the Nolan fanatics. I still consider myself one of them. But I think I was tired of his shit when Oppenheimer came out. And I caught it in, I didn't catch it in 70 millimeter. The whole movie wasn't even filmed in 70 millimeter. It was only certain scenes, certain key scenes here and there. Everything else was shot in normal format. So again, I saw it in 35 millimeter and it was fine. It was really dirty, and I forgot how dirty film looks. And after watching movies on digital and Dolby Cinema or Dolby Vision and all that stuff, after watching all that, after being spoiled by, you know, laser projectors, it's, you know, bright colors, and mass, you know, Dolby Vision, HDR, going back to cinema is kind of gritty, dirty, and it doesn't really look that great. You can see the splices, you can see the grain, and I guess for some people that just works, and that's awesome. It's personal preference at the end of the day, but you know what? I've been spoiled. I want to go back to watch it in laser projection where it's crystal clear. I don't need to sit there and watch it in, you know, in film. That doesn't mean that anybody else shouldn't. You know, if you want, enjoy it in whatever format you want. Enjoy a movie with whatever format you want. But you know what? Don't let a director tell you to be like, you know what? You need to watch it in the film. Otherwise, you're not watching it the way it was meant to. I'm like, whatever, bro. I watched Oppenheimer on the IMAX version or whatever it comes in at home, and it was just fine. It looked beautiful. It actually even made me like Oppenheimer even more. I wasn't too sure how I felt about it when I saw it in theaters. When it came out on physical media, 4K, all that stuff, it was amazing. So again, Christopher Nolan, well-deserved on the Oscar, well-deserved on Best Picture, all that stuff. Still, at the end of the day, he's a pretentious bastard. That's all I'm going to have to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Still going to watch his movies. I'm just tired of his shit. You know, we get it. You know, film isn't going to die. 70 millimeter. I hope he pushes the 70 millimeter more. I mean, again, Dune 2 was such an awesome experience on IMAX 70 millimeter. Blew me away. Guarantee you, it blew me away way more than Oppenheimer. The watching action on 70 millimeter IMAX was amazing. And you know, if I would have gone to watch Oppenheimer, it's all talking, 3 hours of talking. There's no action. Watching that on IMAX would have been pretty interesting. I don't think it would have been the same. I'm happy that, you know, I got to watch Dune 2 in 70 millimeter. I hope I could keep, you know, I hope those guys could push that format. But don't be fucking snobby about it, huh? Don't be pretentious. Don't force people, or don't tell people to, don't have a meltdown when nobody's going to see your movie during a pandemic, the height of the pandemic, where people are dying, and you're having a meltdown because they're streaming the movie at home where people are safe, for crying out loud. Don't be that guy. Again, Christopher Nolan, amazing director, fantastic director. I'm a diehard Christopher Nolan fan. He's a pretentious asshole. Until next time, this is Cinema Burrito. Keep watching movies, guys.